When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
And what's crazy is now you look at this offense, and the offensive line is hush-hush, pretty good.
Yeah.
They can run the football. Think about over the last 2 weeks how often they've run on first and second down and how effective they've been. They've gotten some pretty out-of-the-box play-calling decisions,
yeah.
And they're scoring enough points to win. So the thing that was such an issue a year ago, even with a backup quarterback right now, in fact, I guess you could argue a third-string quarterback, at least the way the season started, with one of your top running backs being out and clearly your top wide receiver being out, look at the results.
Yeah, last year, the Giants were 16th in defensive scoring and 31st in offensive scoring.
Now it's reversed.
It's flipped
yeah.
to the complete opposite.
They're 30th in defense, and offensively, they're 16th. Probably in that range. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Junior is in Jersey City. Hey, Junior.
What's up, boys? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, sir. What's on your mind?
What bothers me with the Giants is that I wouldn't go for it on fourth down. I would have taken the points and make the Lions beat me with a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. But I'm not arguing that. They're trying to win a game. They're trying to make it a two-possession game at the end. If they were 5 and, I don't know, what would be the record then be? 5-7? And it's like, oh, maybe we can do something here. Perhaps you trust your defense, but they're 2-9 at this point.
I would agree
it's
with you
like,
that.
It's like, who cares? Just try to win the game. In an aggressive way.
I would agree that there are moments where you look at your record, the Jets are in the same boat, and say, why not be more aggressive? But there's also that line in the sand where you say, yeah, but that's too crazy, right? And it's really just defining where that line is.
Mm-hmm.
To me, a fourth and goal from the 3-yard line is a screw it, let's go for it moment.
Right.
But eventually, there's a moment where you say, I don't know if this is smart. And maybe for you, it's not 4th and 6, but if it was 4th and 11 and that sack previously, or it wasn't a sack, but let's say there was, and it was an 8-yard loss, then at some point you would have said, just kick the field goal.
No, of course.
But to me, 4th and 6 was that moment to do it.
The second and third down plays were the issues. So you throw it on second down. By the way, it was the right play. Just Theo Johnson stumbled coming out of his break, and so he was whatever Jameis Winston described it as, 4 inches away from the ball, right? And Jameis is going to throw the ball on time. You know that. He's going to put it exactly where it needs to be most of the time, and you need to be there. Theo Johnson stumbled out of his break, and so he was behind it. But then the run play on third down was the one that killed you, because you bring in an extra tight end. Everybody knows what you're about to do, and you get stoned for a 3-yard loss to make it 4th and 6. So second and third down plays were the ones I had a problem with, but the decision I didn't mind at all.
And you didn't have a problem with not keeping the ball on the ground on second down and force Dan Campbell to use another timeout.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So the sequencing of the play calling. If you're gonna throw a pass, do it on first down.
Oh, I misunderstood. So you would have run, thrown on first down.
I actually would have run on all three downs.
To make them use their timeouts?
Yes, run. Because, look, I'm old school that way. I get the aggressive nature of the NFL these days, but you're on the 4-yard line. You haven't been really good in the run, but Tyrone Tracy is starting to come on. Run the ball 3 times in a row and then make a decision. I think the reason they went for it on fourth down is because he went into third down saying, we're going for it. That's the reason he ran it. Is because we're going for it on fourth down. I hope we get a yard.
Which is
maybe
what I thought.
Maybe we get lucky. But when it loses, you screw up your personnel by basically waving a flag saying, hey, we're running it right here. We're running it right here. We can. You just gave it away. So just keep personnel the same and run the same play.
Yeah,
what I mean? So
yes.
Like, it's frustrating to me to think about what Mike Kafka and this Giant offense is thinking about when they make these decisions, because it's like they're trying to be smarter than they need to be. Just run the same damn play. Tyrone Tracy has gone 2 straight plays to get you down to the 4-yard line. Just run the same play. And if they stop it, maybe rethink it. Keep running the same play. Football is not complicated. I think too often coaches think they're smarter than they need to be. Just run the same play and then get smart with how you run clock. The Giants have done this multiple times. I don't know if this is in their manual, but making an opposing team use timeouts is important strategy. The Giants don't do it well, and it's frustrating because it was Dave's in Denver, and it was again Kafka against the Lions last night. And so, like, I see all these things, and it's just dumb, right? It's not like, oh, we're inferior, we suck, we're not good enough. It's just it's stupidity. It's forcing this team to lose these games, and it's frustrating to me because I don't think these are stupid guys. They're doing stupid things, though.
It's funny that you use the word stupid, because on November 18th on this show, which I guess is less than a week ago, I may have used that word to describe the idea of trading Brandon Nimmo.
Yeah.
And so before we address this, and Giant fans, we'll get back to your calls in a minute. We're going to hit on everything and keep everything on the table for you. The Giants, the Jets, which we haven't gotten to, Brandon Nimmo, and Hal Steinbrenner spoke, 888-808-1019. But before we address the Brandon Nimmo trade from yesterday and what David Stearns had to say today, I will take you back to November 18th. When I said this about the idea of trading Brandon Nimmo. I'm telling you today on November 18th, A, I don't think the Mets are going to trade him, and B, I think it would be stupid to trade him because I don't see a scenario that makes the Mets better. If they trade him, I'll take my L for being wrong, but then I'll probably scream and yell at the move unless it's a move I don't see coming. Okay. With that said, obviously, I said it. There's no prosecution needed. I have to take my L. The Mets traded Brandon Nimmo.
Right.
That is clear cut. So, Sean, can you grab an L? I'll wear it for however long I have to. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, I said I didn't see a trade that would make the New York Mets better.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with that simple point, and we'll get into all the other aspects. The New York Mets are not better today than they were yesterday.
Without Brandon Nimmo.
They're not.
Because the bat, you missed the bat.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of 5-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm Dining Set, which has over 700 5-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress, over 400 five-star reviews, and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Yes! And Marcus Semien, while he provides excellent defense at second base, yes, no question. So the Mets have upgraded themselves defensively at a position that featured three or four young players that could have potentially taken the job.
Right. Who the hell is playing second today?
They've created a new hole in the outfield. Mm. They have made their offense, an offense that wasn't good enough last year, a little bit worse.
Well, don't you think that might be setting up something else?
That's why, Tiki, I cannot scream and yell the way I described in that clip. Mm. Because what I'm going to tell you is, in this moment, my feeling is uneasiness. My feeling is, I don't love it. I'm not excited. I'm not celebrating.
Right.
But my uneasiness is also knowing that things can change on a dime. What does this move set up is the ultimate question. And none of us know the answer. So when people are excited about this trade, why? If people are throwing stuff about this trade, why? Mm. There is so much we don't know. But on the surface, do I love the trade? Absolutely not.
Right.
And I'll tell you why. They've added money to their payroll over the next 3 years, specifically the next two. They've just added $5.5 million to their sheets. Marcus Semien makes $26 million. Brandon Nimmo is at 20.5. Mm. So this year, they've added payroll for a player who's better defensively, very different than Brandon Nimmo, overall not the offensive player, and also 2 years older. And the benefit is in 2029... And in 2030, they've cleared out the Nimmo contract because Semien's also off the books.
Yeah.
So they benefit themselves financially in three more years. They give themselves flexibility in which we don't know how they're going to use it.
Well, can't you just wait to see how they're going to use it?
I am.
You have to. Because this is not the end of this. It's not just Brandon Nimmo. We needed to shake up the core, so to speak. I know we had a couple of callers at the end of the regular season or end of the baseball season say that's what the Mets needed to do. This is not the move that's going to shake up the core.
Well, it does shake up the core.
Of course it does.
I mean, Brandon Nimmo's a big part of it.
Of course it does. But there is more going to happen.
Of course.
Absolutely more going to happen. And so you can't judge this until you see the big picture.
And that is my point, especially to even those that are excited. You don't know what's next.
Mm-hmm.
So we can play
but
the
you
fan.
Know it's something.
Absolutely. The fan fiction game, mm-hmm. like here's the positive fan fiction game. They're going to get Kyle Tucker. Now, of course, if the Mets ended up signing Kyle Tucker to an 11-year, $400 million contract,
right.
And a part of that was because, well, they were able to clear the last 2 years of Brandon Nimmo, I agree with you. I'd mm-hmm. say, wow, okay, the Mets are better. But what if it's Luis Robert Jr.? What if that's the outfielder they're going to add? I think the reaction would be very, very different.
Yeah.
So it's one of those moves that...
That would be swinging for doubles.
Yeah. It's one of those moves where we don't know. So in this midst, in this like middle ground that we are, my honest answer is I have a lot of uneasiness. Mm. I don't love the swap. Like, I think you blocked a lot of your young second baseman from potentially getting a chance to play.
Oh, now they could be trade pieces.
They could be trade pieces or they could play the outfield.
Yeah.
Yes, you've gotten significantly better defensively, but he's 35 years old.
Yeah.
Is Marcus Semien going to have a renaissance the year this year? I hope so.
No, what did he hit last year? 230?
But he's also trending down over the last 2 years. So, like, pound for pound, when I compare the two players, both are on bloated contracts. Both contracts are not ideal. The Mets hurt themselves in the short term money-wise. They get better in 2029 and 2030, but it's really about what's next. So is it stupid? I can't say it's stupid without knowing what's next.
Yeah.
But I also can't lie to you and tell you, ooh, I'm so excited. Why would you be excited?
I think the problem is you don't have enough of a track record with David Stearns to trust that he's going to make the right move next. So you believe that he is. You can anticipate and say, this would make sense to do this. But you haven't seen it enough. So you have no idea what his level of aggression or prudence is going to be with the next move. Because this is not just the only move.
No question.
And so he has to earn it now. Well, David Stearns, I guess, and Steve Cohen's approval, has to earn the fans trust that this was the right move.
When you look at the Met outfield right now, just right now, mm-hmm. and that sets up what should happen next, they have Juan Soto as the only guaranteed starter in the outfield. Carson Benj will get an opportunity. Yep. He may not be ready. Tyrone Taylor, ideally a fourth outfielder. Mm-hmm. Jeff McNeil's still on this roster. I think we all hope and assume he will be moved, even though David Stearns talked him up earlier today.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?